WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Stevie Wonder has just recorded a new album, his 25th. It's called Characters. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Stevie Wonder's new album, Characters, is a pleasant shock. It's one of this veteran pop musician's strongest, most sustained performances. At a time when so many of his superstar contemporaries, from George Harrison to Robbie Robertson, are crippled by self-consciousness, haunted by their own illustrious histories, Wonder is confronting the here and now with uncommon directness and common sense.
Skeletons in your closet, itching to come outside, messing with your conscience in a way your face can't hide. Oh, things are getting real funky down at the ukulele, and it's not just constant or stinking, but just thinking like
That's the first single from Characters, a song called Skeletons that offers some of the more pointed criticisms of the Reagan era, while never forgetting to maintain a rhythm that will keep a listener interested. For a long time now, Stevie Wonder has conducted his career in a rather schizophrenic fashion. As a public figure, he's been an articulate opponent of apartheid in South Africa, and his support was crucial in the successful effort to get Martin Luther King's birthday declared a national holiday. But while he's recorded occasionally moving songs like Frontline, his salute to Vietnam veterans, his music over the past decade has seemed pretty aimless and self-indulgent. Nobody can deny that I Just Called to Say I Love You is a very pretty song, but it's also very wispy and sweet. That's why what Wonder has done on Characters is so interesting and exciting. He hasn't backed off from his dreamy romanticism one bit. Characters is full of pretty love songs. But most of these songs are informed by a clear-headed point of view. A perfect example of this is You Will Know. In it, Wonder offers standard rock star warnings against drugs and false idols with unusual gentleness and humor.
Lonely one of young, so broken-hearted, traveling down the rigid road of life, using fun. High but comes down feeling low, gets down on their knees and starts to pray, looking up to heaven for the answer. They hear a voice that says, you will know, troubled heart, you know.
I've never before suggested the recording format in which you should purchase an album, but in this case it's important. Both the cassette and compact disc versions of Characters contain two songs that aren't included on the black plastic record, and they happen to be two of the best. Both of these songs, Come Let Me Make Your Love Come Down and My Eyes Don't Cry are crisp, upbeat tunes that do much to give the medium tempos that dominate the rest of the album a dizzy spin. In other words, if you don't hear this pair of bonus songs, Characters becomes a different, slightly less intriguing collection. That's My Eyes Don't Cry, a song whose jittery polyrhythms are the sort that only Stevie Wonder can pull off. He plays every instrument on this album, every synthesizer, bass, and drum. The only time he uses other people is for the backup vocals. This sort of one-man band stunt nearly always leads to chilly, hermetic music, and Wonder has certainly created his share of cold, self-absorbed material in the past. But there's a warmth and vigor throughout Characters that makes this sort of criticism irrelevant. This album reestablishes him as one of the most vital pop artists around.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.